This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What the hell's going on out here?
Luke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of shit.
Anyone ever tell you you look like a penis with a little hat on?
You're out of here!
Oh, no,
right
no, no,
now,
no,
Jimmy, I heard
you misunderstood
that!
Misunderstood.
Why? What do you mean, why? We're in the championship, aren't we? Well, that's what you wanted, wasn't it? Now, just behave yourselves and act like men.
I'm not much for giving inspirational addresses. The local press seems to think we'd save everyone a lot of time and trouble if we just went out and shot ourselves.
You play ball like a girl!
I think you're a loser.
I'm a bum!
Welcome to this week's edition of the Bleacher Bums. I'm your host, Jim Cromer, and I'll be flying solo today as my man Tony was pulled away on some urgent business. So I'm the one that gets to come in here and talk a little baseball by my lonesome, but there's plenty going on, and that's what's great about baseball is that no matter where you are, there is something happening within the game. And the first week of the season is, in full swing. We've seen some really odd things. We've seen some incredible things. Weather has been a little odd, I guess, if that's the term you want to use. I'm as baffled. It just seems like, I'm sure if you go back in time, you know, we've had all this kind of stuff, but it was so cold the other night in Boston. I just could not believe how cold it looked out there, and they wind up going multiple innings, extra innings, rain all over the place playing havoc with the schedule. But, you know, we've had some unbelievable things going on that just make you go, wow, and that's why I love baseball. Before we get into it, I want to remind everybody, make sure you check us out at bleacherbumspodcast.com. That's where you can find the show. It's also the easiest way to subscribe. You get to the website there, and you'll just see subscribe to the podcast. Just click on it, walk you through it. You'll get a notification each time we do the show. I'm happy to always have new members to that list. It is free, and again, we do appreciate all the fans out there that listen to the show. The best way to communicate with us, of course, you can email us at info@bleacherbumspodcast.com. But we love the Twitter interaction. At Bums Podcast is where you'll find us there. Give us a follow. If you're a baseball fan, we're going to follow you back. At Bums Podcast. Facebook, you can go to Bleacher Bums Podcast there. Find us as well. Happy to have you be a part of it and sending us stuff. We're not limited to the 140 characters you have when it comes to Twitter. So definitely find us there. Communicate with us through there. Happy to do it. Sharing great stuff. We really enjoy that as well when it comes to baseball. Lineupmedia.fm, we're happy to be such a part of such a growing network. They take your entertainment time very seriously. They know that you want to listen to what you want to listen to, when and how. They take it very serious. I guarantee if you give them a shot, lineupmedia.fm, you're going to find another podcast you enjoy. Lots of great ones, local baseball, hockey, just genre-type stuff. Anything you may find interesting, I guarantee you'll find something there. I challenge you to check them out, lineupmedia.fm. Well, we're rolling right along. You know, it starts with opening day. We've talked about the great opening days in baseball last week. We had a lot of great comments about the show. I think a lot of people thinking about Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier don't realize that at some juncture there was an initial opening day for that, and what a day it probably was. Obviously, I wasn't there. But, it's an amazing time in history and just makes you stop and think how memorable opening day can be. Well, opening day was a really memorable day for a really good pitcher. Now, when you think about pitchers having memorable opening days, you may be thinking along the lines of, you know, did he shut somebody out? Did he throw a complete game, one hitter, no hitter? I mean, which, you know, would be awesome. But this guy threw a pretty good game, but he also homered twice on opening day, and that's Madison Bumgarner. He had a lot of interesting topical type conversations over the last year or so about how good a hitter could he be if he played every day, and what if they had a home run derby, and, you know, stuff like that. And then, of course, you know, you'll have detractors come on and go, oh, you know, these pitchers, they take these hitters too lightly when they're pitchers, and sometimes they throw too many fastballs. Well, I guarantee you people are paying attention to what they throw to Madison Bumgarner now, I assure you. I think the more interesting topic isn't the home run derby thing. It's not anything else. I would be curious if something ever happened and he wound up in the American League, could you see a team letting him hit and DHing maybe for somebody else? Now, what you're really saying is, you know, and I'm trying to think of some great, I mean, there's plenty of catchers, especially, that might be very light hitting. I mean, we've seen guys hit 200 and you know, and stuff like that, or an unbelievable defender, or if a team goes through some injury situations, would you DH for one of those players as opposed to your pitcher if Madison Baumgartner was on the hill that day? Very hypothetical, of course, but it's always makes for great conversation, especially, you know, water cooler, which is what we say we are, right? We're a water cooler show, stand around, what would you talk about? So, you know, it just begs the question, you know, could the guy hit given an opportunity, especially, you know, a lot of times in a pinch hitting role. I mean, they've done it with him. I mean, he's done some amazing things as a pitcher. You know, I think we forget, too, that these pitchers are unbelievable athletes. I mean, they were the best players on their teams. They weren't always pitcher only. You know, a lot of these guys played short or catcher or something. You see the movement all the time with that kind of stuff. So it makes me wonder. You know, I look at it sometimes and think to myself, you know, could a guy like that really, really play at a really, really high level? And if he could, what could he do if it came right down to it? So, you know, for me, it always makes me wonder. You know, it always makes me think, huh, what is really going on here? So, yeah, he's an interesting dude. He's got a lot of pop, obviously. And at the end of the day, I think, you know, if I was to be really honest about it, I'd like to see a home run derby with some of these pitchers in it. Would it be, you know, just a fun thing? Well, sure, it would be. Would it be serious? Well, obviously not, because, you know, these guys are never going to go toe-to-toe with a Bryce Harper or somebody like that. But, man, to put them all in one of these things and let them rip away and do their thing would be kind of cool, in my opinion. So I say more power to it. Let's have it. Let's see it. I would love to see, you know, what happened or kind of how it went. So let's do it. I say we do it and just go from there. Some other neat things that kind of happened throughout the week, you know, not even baseball-related, which always kind of freaks me out a little bit. You know, some of the things going on in the stands, like the Seattle Mariners are going to offer toasted grasshoppers at Safeco Field. Now, listen, I understand that there's some weird things going on out there, but I'm not eating any toasted grasshoppers. I'll assure you of that. I want to meet the people that are going to eat some of that. Let's see it. Give me a shout if you're interested in toasted grasshoppers. Surprise, surprise, Dodgers left-handed pitcher Rich Hill is on the deal with another blister. People are going to have to make me understand this. These are becoming more and more a problem in baseball, blisters. What is the deal? I don't get it. I'm kind of baffled by it, to be completely honest with you. I'm trying to figure out how it really happens. Like, where's the rub? No pun intended. But what are we doing? What pitches are we throwing now that we didn't used to throw? What are we doing that is causing this issue? I don't get it. It seems to be we saw it the other night with Noah Syndergaard. We've seen it with other people. I don't know. Is it, you know, obviously a way you grip the ball or a way you do this or a way you do that? I get it. But, man, it's got me wondering, what are we doing? Something's got to be going on. You know, we saw the thing with Yadier Molina yesterday. A ball sticking to his chest protector. A lot of questions being asked out there on this one. And I get it. Who's doing what? Because, you know, something's going down. Balls just don't stay up out of the air, right? So something weird going on there. So I want to know what's happening. If anybody has any ideas, send it in. It seems like some of the, you know, players are like, look, everybody knows what it is. These, you know, pitchers and everybody use stuff and the ball gets a little sticky, not to make it move so that they can control it. They don't kill anybody. Well, a lot of hitters will say, yeah, as evidenced by some of the things that have happened in the past, a lot of people would say, hey, I'm happy for them to have that on there. So let's just leave it alone. So, you know, those are always things that I think are kind of interesting. Because, you know, you want to say, hey, it's against the rules. Well, not so fast. Some people don't seem to be too concerned with it being against the rules. So I guess if they're not, I won't be either. So anyway, you know, really enjoying some of that kind of stuff. Lots of different things too. D-backs, what's going on there? We've seen balls flying out of this place. We've seen it. Is the weather there going down? They're going to add a humidor, kind of like Colorado's done for their baseballs. I wonder if these D-back hitters are okay with that. Now, the pitchers might be okay with it, but what about the hitters? You know, some of these guys are used to playing there. They want to get things going. You know, I don't know. Just something weird going on there. I mean, we don't have an elevation thing like Colorado. I'm trying to figure that one out. You know, is it a thing where, you know, guys are complaining? You know, what is it's gripping the baseball, the hot, dry air? I don't know. It's the grip, which now we're back to the Yachty thing. That's what the thing has always been there. The guys are concerned with the grip. So if that's the case, why are we struggling with this rule in baseball about doctoring a baseball? You know, and what is doctoring a baseball? Putting something on there so you can get a grip, or doctoring it so that you can hold it a certain way and make it move? These are all topical type things that I guarantee you lots of people are going to have a different take on, and they're going to have their say on it, and we're all going to argue about it a little bit. But, you know, for me, it just seems like there's a lot of stuff happening, okay? Lots of stuff happening this very first week. So, you know, trying to figure it out and go from there. But I don't know. Like I said, trying to figure out where we're going with some of this stuff. I mean, baseball's becoming, I'm not going to say a complaining sport, but, man, you know, we're worried about time frames on games, right? Why are we worried about that so much? Now I go to a baseball game and it takes me an hour and a half to get in the event. Now, what do we do there? Now we wait in line for food and we miss part of the game. Well, we're trying to shorten a game and I'm going to spend a quarter of it out front trying to get a hot dog. I don't understand what we're doing to our game. You know, I enjoyed watching, you know, I was so happy for baseball to come back, and it seems like we got all kinds of goofy things going on off the field that we don't need. So, you know, I just want to get to that first weekend. Locally here, it looks like we're going to have some good weather. Cardinals will be playing. I'll be excited about that. But again, I'm going to come back to my original topic, and I ask you, and I'd love to hear from you guys on this. If Madison Bumgarner was in the American League, would they DH for him? Or would they let him hit? I mean, this guy's got some unbelievable power. And you can tell this guy's an athlete. I imagine if you put him at first base, he's a big dude. If you put him at first base or put him in the outfield, he could probably handle his own and do quite well. But, man, what a big dude. I mean, strong, can murder the baseball. Amazing. Great performances so far. We've seen some amazing things. Some of these young guys that are just so good, Francisco Lindor, Carlos Correa. I mean, these guys are great. Corey Seager. What a great group of shortstops. Think of some of the young players that we have that are involved in this game. Just an amazing thing going on. I've always wondered, where will that next crop of great players come from? You know, who will it be? You know, years from now, who will we be watching saying, holy cow? I mean, look at the talent level. Yasiel Puig, a lot of guys forget about how exciting this cat can be. Well, I mean, he started off the season really rolling and going. I think it's awesome. So, I don't know. I'm real excited. I'm trying to keep my excitement tempered a little bit as it's a long season. I've been doing the baseball show here now. I also love my Cardinals, so I do a show there as well. Really enjoy it and just try to, you know, keep my enthusiasm tempered just a little bit because – you know, I don't want it to be over the top and always, you know, always on point of being a homer, so to speak. But golly, it's great baseball, great times. The Cubs opening the season as World Series champs. How does that happen? You know, 108 years, now we're saying the Cubs are the World Series champs. And let me tell you, I watched them play all three games here in St. Louis. Great pitching performance by Carlos Martinez, or they may sweep the Cardinals. I mean, they walked right in here and, you know, the other two games weren't pretty. You know, they won a 2-1 game. Nothing, you know, crazily great going on there, but they win a 2-1 game there. Didn't do a whole lot, but man. You know, yesterday's game, Cardinals go up early. Kyle Schwarber just hits an absolute bomb off Brett Cecil. I mean, what a statement from the Cubbies. Cardinals go out and sign a premier left-handed reliever. They bring him in to face these left-handers from Chicago, and Kyle Schwarber says, I don't think so. What a big-time performance. I mean, it's amazing. Guys are just, you know, certain players do big things in big situations, and I got to see it firsthand yesterday. And not on the plus side if you're a Cardinal fan, for sure. But this new crop of young players makes me believe that, you know, we're seeing them right now, some of these names that are going to be great in the game for a long time. Just amazing stuff. Bryce Harper looks poised to have a big year. Mike Trout is Mike Trout. I mean, we've got great players in this game of baseball. And it puzzles me, too, that I saw the story from Jason Stark that we don't have any baseball players that are these high-powered, noticeable athletes. Very surprising to me that that's the case. But at the same time, baseball's not a game where we see the same guys in the playoffs every year. And, you know, other sports, a lot of times the marquee guys are in a lot of the big situations each and every year. Baseball kind of gets strung out for a long period of time. And, you know, we don't see Mike Trout in the playoffs. We didn't see him at the World Baseball Classic. We don't see him in the Home Run Derby. Some of these guys, you know, it's like that. We just don't see them. Is some of it the Latin flavor? I don't know. David Ortiz was awful popular in the New England area, I can assure you that. And throughout baseball, everybody loved the guy. But where is our modern-day Babe Ruth? Who is it? Who's the guy that's going to captivate a nation when it comes to the game of baseball? Man, you'd have to think if it isn't Bryce Harper or Mike Trout right now, well, then who the heck is it? Awful talented athletes. You know, are people, you know, I would say, is it the money? But they're making tons of money in basketball, and that's where a lot of these athletes are coming from. Football as well. Where is it coming from? These guys are all making a lot of money. These guys don't even, you know, put in the rigor and the grind. I don't think the baseball guys do. It's interesting. You know, some guys don't want it. Mike Trout admittedly doesn't want it. Bryce Harper, by all accounts from everybody, has shown up this year and wants nothing to do with the spotlight, which I find unbelievably interesting. You know, he's went from I'm not going to call him a lightning rod, but he really has went from, hey, you know, saying some things, maybe saying how he feels, to showing up and giving you those cliche answers now. And that's another thing too. You know, we want these guys to not be, the run of the mill, tell us what we want to hear guys, right? We want to hear good quotes. We want to hear neat things. We want to hear da da da. Well, we're not going to get that if we're going to continuously blast these guys each and every time they tell us how they're feeling or tell us something we may or may not want to hear, right? So, you know, Bryce Harper was a great soundbite for everybody. Well, not so much anymore. Now we're getting the, hey, you know, I'm tired of being that lightning rod, which you can't blame the guy. So, interesting, after almost a week of baseball, some of the weird things that we've seen happen. But my question to you today, and I'd love to hear from you, is if you're a manager or a coach in the American League and Madison Bumgarner is on your team, would you DH for him or somebody that you would deem to be a lesser hitter? It's a great topic because, you know, I believe it. I could see it happening. If this guy pushes hard enough and wants to be in a home run derby, why wouldn't you let him? Might as well. That's how I feel about it. Anyway, I'd be glad next week when I get my man Tony back, because I know he loves the game of baseball as much as I do. We can maybe have some back and forth, some great conversation about the game and see what's going on. We'll get that first weekend out of the way. I love after the first week, because typically you get after that second week, a lot of teams have been on the road together. That's when a lot of the camaraderie and things happen. If you talk to some of the big leaguers, they'll tell you that first road trip is where these guys actually get to be just them. It's, you know, the season gets going, they kind of get away from town, get away from family in some circumstances, and just be with the guys on the road and kind of settle in to their roles. That's when I think we really start to see what's really happening with some of these guys. Anyway, proud to call it lineupmedia.fm home. Happy to be a part of what they're doing. Fastest growing podcast network on the planet. Don't forget to check us out at bleacherbumspodcast.com. Of course, at Bums Podcast on Twitter. And don't forget us on Facebook, Bleacher Bums Podcast. I'm your host, Jim Cromer. For my co-host, Tony Hubert, who'll be back with us next week. Play ball!
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.